This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Lakewood police arrested a student over the weekend for making bomb threats. A Green Mountain High School student threatened classmates and told them not to go to school on Monday. The student was arrested on suspicion of harassment and interference with school, a credible threat. Police received tips from numerous Safe to Tell alerts. A Christian graphic artist will get a major payout from the state following the high-profile U.S. Supreme Court gay rights case. Haley May reports.
The state of Colorado will soon pay Lori Smith, the owner of 303 Creative, $1.5 million in legal fees after she won a case in the Supreme Court last June. Justices ruled that the right to free speech protects Smith from the state's anti-discrimination law when refusing to create wedding websites for same-sex couples. The ruling ultimately defeated local laws that ban discrimination against customers based on sexual orientation. The state attorney general's office has declined to comment. Haley May, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis is at tonight's vice presidential debate in New York. He's working as a surrogate for Democratic VP nominee and fellow governor Tim Walz. And you'll be able to listen to the debate between Walz and GOP Senator J.D. Vance right here with special analysis from the NPR political team afterwards. And you can also watch live on CPR.org. High temperatures in Colorado Springs and Pueblo set records yesterday. The National Weather Service in Pueblo says Colorado Springs reached a high of 91 degrees on Monday, which is 4 degrees warmer than the previous record set 5 years ago. In Pueblo, the temperature tied the previous record of 94. This is CPR News.